Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Emerald McIntyre, who's with us today, and we're going to learn a little more about the art crawl that's happening in the downtown Monroe, West Monroe area. Emmy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Corey.
You guys are having art crawl coming up next Thursday night, is that right?
That's right. We're a little over a week away, and we'll be starting already the second month of the year. It's crazy.
And you guys do this every other month. Tell me some of the kind of things that happen at an art crawl for the folks that don't know or have never been.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's every even-numbered month. So February is the first one this year. And art crawl, our downtown gallery crawl spans the downtown of Monroe and downtown of West Monroe. And this time around, we are going to have 10 galleries participating. So you can grab what we call a passport, and it's got a space for a stamp at every gallery, and take it with you into each one and collect those stamps at the end of the night. That passport, now the free giveaway, because you did all those galleries, is a free slice of cheesecake at Copeland's, and that's pretty tasty. And but this one's awesome because it's February. We have Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
we've got opportunities for gifts there if you want to, buy some art, some local art, handmade work. And it's also Mardi Gras season, so we're gonna have king cakes usually in every gallery, and we're gonna have live music and food and drinks ready for you, and it's all free.
One Monroe artist we know, just by the way, I'm just gonna throw this out. Yeah. She just moved to Denver.
Right.
And then she wrote on her Facebook the other day that king cake is just dried up cinnamon roll.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely not.
I'm upset with her. And I don't know if we're going to let her come back or not.
No way.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening at the downtown gallery crawl. And let's just kind of walk through it. So where can we start?
So Art Alley is a good place to start. And actually, right at the end of Art Alley, we have the Palace. It's on Desired Street, where Desired Street meets Art Alley. And the Palace Gallery this time around is celebrating Black history. And the group of artists that are exhibiting this time around, they are called the Black Creative Circle. And it's going to be a conglomerate of people, just a great show of, we've got anywhere from printmakers, poets, photographers, graphic designers, screenwriters. This is going to be an all-encompassing show, and it's called Black Creatives Today.
All right. That's at the Palace. You're going to be doing some live screen printing there as well in Art Alley. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think this is just the third time around that we've had the 318 Press with us, and it's an artist. His name is Ben Bennett, and he's going to be there. We call it Slingin' Ink. So he has created these one-of-a-kind screens for the art crawl, and the prints usually are 318 themed, you know, they're locally inspired, and he's going to be screen printing shirts and hoodies, and you can pick them up either the same night, or he'll have a drop-off spot at H2Go.
Okay, what's chicken and charcoal?
Yeah, so that one sounds fun. Chicken and charcoal, I think that's going to be at one of our new locations right down the road. It's called Louisiana Catalyst, and it's right near Kahlo's and Two Dudes Brew and Q down there on Old Desired Street. And the Louisiana Catalyst, this is only their second time to
So this is a little gallery. Further down. Okay, a little further down. That's about 4th Street or so down at Desired and 4th Street.
Right, yeah, just right down, a little walk down the road, or you can grab a golf cart and hop on a golf cart. Those are free rides as well. They'll take you down to Louisiana Catalyst for the show Chicken and Charcoal.
I'm interested because it says it tells the story of a girl and her chicken and their friendship.
And their friendship.
And then I don't know if she ate it or not because it says charcoal. We'll have to find out. The upstairs gallery's got some Louisiana Tech folks.
Yes, we have actually three galleries this time exhibiting Louisiana Tech students, or one is an alumni, but two have students. Upstairs and Big Room have an undergraduate Bachelor's of Fine Arts show going on, and then The big room has undergrad, and the upstairs gallery has the Masters of Fine Arts students there. So lots of talent going to be in those two rooms.
All right, let's zip over to West Monroe, the Hamilton House.
Right.
They've got something called Art is Theft.
Absolutely. So this is their first debut for the crawl for Hamilton House.
Okay.
We usually have Rialto over there. They are in the works of getting new bathrooms, so they're not gone. They are coming back. But Hamilton House is going to be right across the street from Rialto. And the artist is actually from South Africa, and she talks about she was kind of freed up to create the artwork she was inspired to when she heard this quote that says, "Nothing under the sun is truly original, that everything has been reworked, and artists like stealing, you know?"
Art is kind of like stealing. You get ideas from here, ideas from there, and you make them into your own thing.
Absolutely. And she's definitely taken that to heart, and she said that it's really freed her up to, you know, create the work that she's inspired to. And I think her main subject is an elephant, so that'll be interesting.
What's the gallery? Is it Annapoli?
Yeah, I think Gallery Annapole.
Or Annapole.
Annapole, Annapoli. I'm learning as well. But they are used to be the downtown gallery, so they're also on Art Alley. And we have two artists, Kay McDonald and Beverly Graham. They usually show in the upstairs, but now they have moved into their own space, and they are going to be debuting this gallery, their own work, and then in the future they'll have new shows as well.
All right, and the Sugar Gallery, what's going on over there?
Yes, so Sugar, we have our resident artists over at Sugar, and they bring new art every crawl. They are really committed to the craft and getting into their space every month, every other month, and creating new work. So we have artists Stacey Medieri, Scott Stone, Melanie
Douthat.
I am terrible with that last name. Melanie Douthat, Brandy Williams, and Berg Ramsom's photography. So that's always a great show.
And we're out of time, but yeah. We're not going to forget the outside gallery has got Ashley Alford with an exhibition there. And the Flying Tiger Brewery is now a gallery too. And Rob Brewer, aptly named for the guy that runs Flying Tiger Brewery, has a show going on down there. Yeah. You can find out more about this, Emmy, by going where?
We have a Facebook page, Downtown Gallery Crawl, and our website is downtowngallerycrawl.com and on Instagram.
Downtown Gallery Crawl is coming up. It's February 6th. It's that Thursday night, and KEDM will be out on the street playing music on Art Alley. Find out more at KEDM.org.
Hi, this is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.